Exodus 12 is the subject, the institution of the Passover.
就是说是, 出埃及记第十二章呢, 就是设立了逾越节。
And this chapter is followed in detail by the Jewish people every year down to this day.
所以这一章呢的那个规则呢，就是说是在历史上呢，就是每一年以色列人呢，他都要去遵从的。
And it's a passage with implications for three groups of people, if you like.
这样的就是一段文章的关于那个就是三类的人，如果你喜欢的话。For
the Jews of the day in which to which it was written.
所以呢，就是对那些就是说犹太人在当时的那个时候是写给他们的。And
then for our Lord Jesus Christ, because it is in many respects a picture of his own crucifixion.
因为这个也是关于我们的主耶稣基督的，因为这里呢，就是他被钉十字架的一个画面。And
then there are pictures here for us today, implications for us.
然后呢，这是一个画面，对我们今天来说呢，也是对我们有意义的。So
let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into our studies.
我们先来祷告，然后开始我们的学习。Lord,
we want to thank you for the privilege of considering your word again.
所以主啊，我们再次感谢您呢，我们有这样的荣幸去学习您的话。We
come to the Bible often, and we do so because we're encouraged that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
我们经常来学习神的话，学习圣经，因为我们认为呢，就是说是人呢，不应该只靠食物活着，要靠每一个字从神口里说出来的话。And
so having had a good meal of literal food, we now come to you for a good meal of spiritual food, please.
我们吃了一餐，就是字面上的这个食物。那么什么呢？今天我们再次来到这里呢，就是说是寻求您的灵粮。
So we pray and give thanks in advance in Jesus' name.
我们祷告并且提前感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to start again in chapter 12 of Exodus chapter 12, verse 1.
我们今天开始学习出埃及记第十二章第一节。
Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you."
你理解说呢，耶和华在埃及地告诉摩西亚伦说呢，你们要以本月为正月为一年的第一个月。
And so the picture is the Passover, and it was the beginning of the exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt to the promised land.
所以这个画面呢，就是关于那个以色列人呢，他们从埃及地出来，穿过旷野，进到应许之地。And
so for them, it was not just the beginning of a new year, it was the beginning of a new life.
对他们来说，那不仅仅只是一年的开始，而是他们的新的人生的开始。And
it was so significant that the Lord said, "All right, we will, remember it, we'll commemorate it every year. It is most important for you."
因为这个是如此的重要，因此主说呢，我们也每年呢，就是都要来庆祝这个节日。The
parallel for the Christian is that when the Christian becomes a Christian, he is born again.
类似的，对基督徒来说呢，当一个人呢成为基督徒以后呢，他重生了。
And if you are born again, that's pretty important.
如果你重生了，这是非常重要的。Many
of us remember the day we were born, we have a birthday.
所以很多，我们中间很多人呢，记得我们出生的时候，我们有个生日。I
don't think any of us say, "Oh, I can't remember when I was born. It's not important."
因为我呢，记不得有任何人说呢，我不记得我什么时候出生的，那个不重要。Even
when you get to be old people, you remember your birthday.
就算你呢变成了一个老人，你同样记得你的生日。
I remember being at a meeting of saints Many years ago, it was over at Granville Chapel, and the place was full. Hundreds of people were there.
这个里面呢，就是我记得呢，有一次呢，在 Granville 那个教堂里和那个圣徒们在一起，当时呢，那里教堂都满了，大概有几百人。
And I was kind of amazed as I was sitting in the audience. I watched my uncle get out of the audience, walk forward, and walk onto the platform.
所以呢，我当时记得呢，我坐在那个台下听众中间，我记得我的叔叔呢，从那个过道里走过来，直接走到讲台上。
He was not on the program, and he was not announced.
所以呢，他当时呢，不在那个节目里面，他也没有提前通知。
He just walked up to the microphone and said, excuse me, but he said, this is my birthday.
他直接走到麦克风那里，他说呢，今天那个，对不起，今天是我的生日。
He said, I was born 50 years ago.
他说我
today.
他说五十年的今天我出生了。
He said, that was the day I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.And I want you all to know that I am having a birthday today. It's a wonderful day. 50 years ago, I received Jesus as my Savior.
那就是那一天，我接受了主耶稣基督为我的救主。所以呢，我今天呢要向所有的人发出通知，要你们所有人都知道，五十年的今天，我接受了主耶稣基督为我的救主。这是那一天是我的生日。
Now, I'm sure my sister was there. I never asked her. Do you remember that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, shame on you.
That's why I'm asking you. Which uncle was it?
That was John.
I remember. October 2023.
Amen. Good for you. That's very good.
他说那就是他记得 Norman 他的姐姐 Norman 在那里，但是 Norman 说他不记得，他说你应该感到羞愧。那么说呢，他说那是哪个叔叔，他说是一个叫 John 的叔叔。
I remember the day it happened to me, but I didn't write it down. I said it's so important, Harold, you'll remember.
因为我呢记得我记得我自己的那个，我不记得我自己的那一天，但是呢，我没写下来，因为我对自己说，那 Harold 对你来说非常重要的。
I forgot the day, but I don't remember. I didn't forget the event, but I did forget what day of the year it was.
因为他没有忘记这件事，但是他忘记了哪一天，到底哪一天发生的。
Now the Lord says, your deliverance from Egypt as a slave.Into the freedom and the blessings of the Lord is so important. This is a beginning of months for you. This is the new year of your life.
因为主跟他们说呢，你们被从那个埃及地作为奴隶被拯救出来了。那么说呢，这一个对你们来说是非常重要的。所以这每一年的这个月呢，要作为你们的第一个月。
And then he gives instructions. He says, verse 3.Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the tenth day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his fathers, a lamb for a house.
然后呢，主呢给他们发出指示，他说，第三节说，你们对以色列全会中说，本月初十日，个人要按照他们的父家取羊羔，一家一只。
Just give me a moment.
给我点时间。
Okay, so verse 4 then, it says, And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it. According to the number of the persons, according to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb.
第四节说，若是一家的人太少，吃不了一只羊，本人就要和他隔壁的邻居共取一只。你们预备羊羔，要按照人数和饭量计算。
So he's saying, I'm going to institute a ceremony for you, associated with your deliverance from the land of Egypt.
所以呢，主说呢，我要给你们设立一个仪式。这个仪式呢，它和你们从那个埃及地被拯救出来这个事件有关联。
And as often as in the scriptures, the details of the ceremony come before the explanation of the ceremony and its details.
所以呢，通常呢，在圣经里面呢，这个就是细节呢，就开始在它的细节解释之前，在细节被给出来。
So he says, this ceremony is associated with a lamb. I want you to take a lamb.
所以他说呢，这个仪式呢，跟那个羊羔有关系，我要你们的取一只羊羔。
And so, your conversion, when you began your new life, it was also associated with a lamb.
就是说他们他说呢你们呢就是开始这个仪式之前呢总是跟那个羊有关系。
And the issue is, you die or the lamb dies.
所以这个问题是呢你死或者羊羔死。
And we become Christians because the Lord Jesus Christ died for us, shed his blood, the lamb's blood, instead of our blood, that's how we had new life.
所以呢我们成为基督徒呢因为主耶稣基督呢为我们而死他为我们流出了宝血这是羔羊的宝血羔羊的宝血呢因此呢因为这样的羔羊的宝血我们就有了新的生命。
So, if this lamb is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, what does it tell us about the Lord Jesus Christ?
如果这个就是说是羊羔呢就描述的是主耶稣基督的话呢那么这里告诉我们什么关于主耶稣基督的呢
and the first one is that the lamb was sufficient for all the house.
所以首先一点呢就是说这个羊羔呢对那个整个一家人都是足够的。
Now somebody will tell you.That the Lord Jesus didn't die for everybody. He just died for the people who are going to trust him as Savior.
有些人说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他并不是为每一个人而死，他只是为那些准备相信他为救主的人而死。
But this lamb was sufficient for all the house.
但这个羊羔呢，就是说和整个的一家都足够了。
And verse 5 says, Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats.
第五节说呢，要无瑕疵，一岁的公羊羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取，都可以。
So what do we know about the lamb? First of all, it was without blemish.
对于我们的羊羔了解多少呢？首先呢，就是要无瑕疵。
Rob Brennan, whose grandfather we told you was a shepherd, he tells us that what they did for these lambs was when they were born, they kept them separate from the other flock. They protected them. They put clothes on them to protect them so that they would be a perfectly perfect lamb. No blemish.
这个里面 Rob Brenner 他的爷爷呢是个牧羊人牧羊人呢他告诉我们呢就是说当一个羊羔出生的时候呢他们把这个羊羔和其他的羊群分开然后用一个裹羊的那个包布把它包起来所以这样呢当这个羊长大的时候呢就是一个完美的无瑕疵的羊
How many sins did the Lord Jesus commit?
所以呢主耶稣都犯了几项罪
None. Was his body deformed in any way?
所以一点都没有。那么主他的身体有任何的残疾吗
And no, the Lord Jesus was not deformed outwardly or contaminated by sin. He was a lamb without blemish.
所以没有。主耶稣的身体呢没有残疾。他的那个身体里面呢也没有因为任何的罪呢有那个瑕疵。所以他是一个无瑕疵的羊羔。
This lamb was to be a male of the first year.
所以这个羊羔呢必须是一个公羊羔一岁。
He was a male.
他是个公的。
And a female lamb were very nice, but not acceptable for this purpose.
所以呢母羊呢就是非常好但是呢在这个意义上来说呢是不可接受的。
Now our world says that there's no difference between men and women, and they're all the same, and therefore they should be all treated the same, do the same, they're all the same, and they're not.
因为我们的世界说呢，男的女的呢都是一样的，所以他们应该同样的对待，他们要做同样的事情，其实他们是不一样的。
And the Bible never teaches that men are better than women, but it does teach that men are different from women.
所以圣经呢，从来没有教导说那男人比女人强，但是呢，同教导了说男人和女人是有区别的。
So we also know one other thing. He was a male of the first year.
因为同样知道另一件事情呢，他是个公羊羔呢，是一岁。
How old was the Lord Jesus when he died?
所以主耶稣死的时候是多大年纪？
Well, he was an old man. He was 64, wasn't he?
他不是个老年人，他没有64岁，是不是？
No.
他不是。
The Lord Jesus died as a young man.
所以主耶稣都是年轻的，作为一个年轻人为我们而死。
Now, a couple of things from there. Number one, it didn't take the Lord Jesus long because he was God to accomplish all that he had to do.
所以呢，就是有几件。第一件呢，是因为不用花主耶稣基督太长时间去完成他要完成的工作，因为他是神。
But the other thing is also true.
另外一件呢，也是个事实。
He was young when he died.
他是。
The implication is his life was not over.
当他年轻的时候呢，他死了，这个呢，暗示着呢，他的生命并没有终结。
All right, verse 6. Now, you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight.
第六节说呢，要留到本月14日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了。
So they chose the lamb on the 10th day.
所以在第十天，他们选择羊。
And then they killed the lamb on the 14th day.
然后他们在第14日呢，把羊羔宰了。
And there was a lamb for each house, but the picture is the lamb singular, not just the lamb plural. And so you may take it from the sheep or the goats. And verse six, they shall kill it at twilight.
这个里面呢，就是说是每一家呢都要有一只羊羔，但这里的羊羔呢，它是单数而不是复数，所以在第六节说，那以色列全会众要把羊羔，那英文用的是 it， 把它宰了。
And verse 7, now they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it.
第七节说呢，各家要取点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。
So two things about the lamb then. Number one, they were to eat the flesh.
因为关于这个羊羔呢，有两件事情。第一件呢，他们要吃肉。
And number two, they were take the blood and put it on the doorpost and on the lintel.
第二个呢，他们要取血，把它涂在门框上和门楣上。
So the picture for us is that we eat the flesh of the Lord Jesus in the sense that we feed on him spiritually.
现在就是这个事实，这个也暗示着我们呢，就是说我们吃主耶稣基督的肉呢，就是说是意味着我们在灵里被他喂养。
But his blood, you remember, was shed on the cross.
而你们大家也都记得呢，他的宝血呢，洒在十字架上。
And had his blood not been shed on the cross, then there would be no remission or forgiveness of our sins.
所以这个呢，就是说，如果他的宝血没有洒在十字架上呢，那么呢，就是说对罪呢就没有赦免和饶恕。Verse
8 says, Then shall they eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire, with unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it.
第八节说，当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃。
So this is a very particular ceremony. You take a lamb, you protect it for a few days, you make sure it's perfect, and then you slaughter it at a particular time, and you put the blood on the lintel and the doorpost, and you eat the flesh.
所以这个是一个特别的一个仪式，你先呢取羊羔，羊羔然后保护它和几天，然后检查，检查这个说无瑕疵的羊呢，然后你把它宰了，宰了以后呢，你把那个它的血呢涂在门框和门楣上，然后呢，你再吃这个羊羔的肉。
Are you beginning to notice that there's a lot of detail here?
你是不是开始知道呢？现在有很多的细节在这里呢？
When you read the Bible, you will find there's a lot of detail associated with the instructions.
当你去读圣经的时候呢，你就会发现大量的细节了和那个指示连在一起。
Why is that?
为什么要这样？
It's because if you don't follow the detail, you don't get it right.
所以呢，就是因为呢，如果你不跟从细节呢，你就不会做对。
I had a friend who bought a car.
我一个朋友买了辆车。
It was a relatively new car.
是一个相对来说呢新的车。
He bought it for very, very little money.
但那花很少的钱买的。
I said, how did you possibly get that car for so little money?
我说你怎么可能呢就是买那辆车呢用这么少的钱呢
?He said, well, it's a used car, but the previous owner didn't bother ever changing the oil.
但是呢，这是一个用过的车，但是呢，就是前面那个这前面那个车主呢，他不换机油。
And he said, the car needed a completely new engine.
这个车呢，需要一个全新的那个发动机。
You've got to read the operator's manual, and you've got to do what it says.
所以呢，你必须去读操作手册，你必须呢照着手册上去做。
And so God says, I want you to follow my instructions. They are important.
所以呢，神说呢，我要你们呢遵从呢我的那个指示是非常重要的。
They're important because they carry many, many meanings, many items of significance associated with His ceremonies.
所以他们重要呢，是因为他们有很多很多的意思和意义在那里。那么说呢，这里的很多细节呢，都和那些指示呢，都是非常大的关联的。
So verse 8 says, "You shall eat it on that night."
所以第八节说呢，你呢当夜要吃。
Okay, why night?
为什么晚上吃
？Well, it might imply that the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified.And there was darkness over the face of the earth from the sixth till the ninth hour, from noon until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was night.
这个呢，有可能呢，就是说和主耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候有关联的。因为主耶稣基督在十字架上的时候呢，从那个第六个小时到第九个小时，即使是上午的九点到下午的三点之间呢，就是这有一个黑暗的时期。
And the lamb was to be roasted with fire.
因为那个羊羔呢要用火烤了。
What would that be a picture of?
这是什么样的一个画面
？Well, that'd be a picture of the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price of our sin.
这个呢就是一个画面的主耶稣基督呢为我们的罪呢付上了赎价。
And the fire of the judgment of God was upon him. Remember that our sins deserve eternal fire.And so he paid the price of our sin. He went through the fire for us.
所以呢，你们大家记得呢，神的那个审判的火呢，在他身上。我们知道呢，就是我们的罪呢，需要那个永恒的火去审判。所以呢，他在那个时候呢，主耶稣基督呢，为我们付上罪的赎价呢，是他经过了火的烤。
And they were to take it to eat it with unleavened bread.
他们呢要用这个呢和无酵饼一起吃。
What is lemon leaven a picture of?
那酵的那个画面是什么
？Sin
是罪。
So the Lord Jesus Christ is the bread of life.
主耶稣基督是生命的粮。
How much sin or leaven was in the bread of life that He gives us?
所以他赐给我们这样生命的粮里面有多少的罪和酵呢
？No, not there. So this picture now, it's very precise, very into, very significant.
所以这个一点都没有，所以这个呢，就是说是画面呢非常的准确，非常的重要。
And it was to be eaten with bitter herbs.
怎么样呢？要与苦菜同吃。
Because it was a very unpleasant thing. The Lord Jesus died a terribly bitter death.
所以呢，就是英文的，这是一个非常不舒服的事情。主耶稣为我们死的时候呢，是非常的苦的。
So verse 9 says, now do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails.
也就是说呢，不可生吃，但不可吃水煮的，要带着头、腿、五脏，用火烤了吃。
So verse 9, it was to be eaten not raw, all of the Lord Jesus Christ went through the fire.
所以呢，就是第九节说呢，不可吃生的，因为主耶稣基督呢，他整个的穿过了火。
Not boiled at all with water because that would spoil the picture.
所以呢，就是不能可水，但不可吃水煮的，因为这个呢，就是让这个画面呢，就是毁坏了。
Its head with its legs and its entrails, all of the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross.
所以要带着头、腿、五脏都吃了，因为主耶稣基督呢，整个的在十字架上为我们而死了。
And you shall let none of it remain until morning. What remains of it until morning, you shall burn with fire.
第十节说，不可剩下一点留到早晨，若留到早晨，要用火烧了。
A picture of the fact, among other things, that when the Lord Jesus Christ died, he died once, he died completely, and whatever he did was finished. It wasn't to be left over for more of it tomorrow.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是有一个很多的这个画面，其中一个画面呢，就是主耶稣基督呢，他呢一次为我们而死，他死了以后呢，就一切都那个完成了，一切呢都是完全做到了，所以没有一点点可以剩到早上。
Verse 11 now, and thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand, so shall you eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
第十一节说，你们吃羊羔，当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃。这是耶和华的逾越节。Now
for the children of Israel, this was very important.
对以色列人来说，这个非常重要。I'm
not sure that they understood what was going to happen, but they were to eat it with a belt on their waist.
所以我不是很确定他们理解这所有的意义，所以呢，这他们被告知呢，他们吃的时候呢要腰间束带。Most
people, when they had a feast, took the belt off their waist, let their skirts down, and they relaxed.
所以大多数人呢，他们吃饭的时候呢，他们把那个腰间的束带呢解开，让那个裙摆呢放下来，然后他们就很放松的吃。
But this now is eating it with your belt on your waist, meaning you're going to go to work. It's a work-related activity.
因为这个呢，说要腰间束带的去吃呢，就是说明呢你要准备去工作，所以呢这个是跟工作有关系的。Your
sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand.
所以脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖。What's
that mean?
这个什么意思？
Well, they didn't understand it thoroughly, but before long, they were going to be in the middle of the night, they were going to start moving, getting out of the land. It was a new life for them, and their new life was, we're leaving Egypt, we're going to the promised land, we're going now. And so when they got the signal to go, they didn't say, okay, I'm going to go over, I'm going to go to my room, I'll get dressed, I'll choose the right shoes, I'll be there in an hour.
这个里面呢，就是当时呢，他们并不完全理解，并不完全理解，他们不知道呢，因为当时是半夜，半夜呢，就是说他们不知道他们要开始一个新的生命，他们要呢，就是穿上鞋呢，要拿着杖呢，走进旷野，要走到那个应许之地。但是呢，当时呢，他们并不是说是啊，你不准备好，就是说第二天告诉你说啊。
我先去把鞋穿上吧，杖拿上，一个小时后到，并不是这样，要马上走。Verse 11, there's an urgency associated with all this.
所以第十一节告诉我们呢，那里有个急迫性，所有的关联。You
trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're born again. If you're born again, you get moving.
因为你相信了主耶稣为你救主，那你重生了，你重生了以后呢，要开始行动。
When a baby's born, what does it do?
那一个婴孩出生以后，他做什么？
And starts crying and eating immediately.
他呢，就是马上就开始哭。
What would you do with a baby who just lay there for 20 hours?
因为如果呢，一个婴孩出生以后呢，只是躺在那里20个小时，你会怎么办？
You'd say there's something wrong with this kid.
你说这个婴孩他可能出了什么问题？
You trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Get moving.
你相信的主耶稣基督为你救主以后开始行动。
All right, verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
第十二节是因为那夜我要走遍埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是兽，都击倒了，又要向埃及一切神施行审判。我是耶和华。Okay,
what are the instructions?
这个指示是什么？
God says, I am the Lord. What do we do?
所以神说呢，我是耶和华，我们应该怎么做？
We say, yes, sir.
我们说是的，先生。
Okay. And he gives us all the instructions, we move immediately.
所以呢，赐给我们这样的所有的指示，我们马上行动。
All right, God says, I'm going to strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
所以呢，神说呢，我要击打那个埃及地一切投生的。
Why did he do that?
他为什么要那么做？
Well, he told Pharaoh, right at the very beginning, he said, Pharaoh, the children of Israel are my firstborn. You let my firstborn come to me, or I will kill your firstborn.
你在最开始的时候呢，神呢跟法老说呢，以色列人呢是我的头生子，你让我的头生子离开，如果你不让他离开，我会杀害你的头生子。
Pharaoh says, I don't know the Lord. Why should I do that?
所以法老说呢，我不认识耶和华，我为什么要那么做呢？
The Lord says, because I'm the Lord, and you have enslaved my firstborn.
所以呢，耶和华说呢，我是耶和华，因为呢你杀害了我的头生子。
And Pharaoh said, I don't respect the Lord's firstborn. And the Lord says, and I'm going to kill your firstborn. It's just that simple.
那法老说呢，我不尊重那个主的耶和华的头生子，所以耶和华说呢，所以我要杀你的头生子，就这么简单。
And he does so not only again. He doesn't only kill the man; he kills the beast as well.
因为他这么做呢，不仅仅只是杀害了人，同样也杀害了兽。
Elsewhere we'll read in Scripture that the Lord says the firstborn of beasts are mine too.
因为就是在其他的经文里，我们读到呢，就是说是走兽的头生子也是我的。
So God, when he did this, not only did it against men, but he did it against beasts, and he did it against all the gods of Egypt.
因为这个神呢，他这么做呢，不仅仅只是对人做，也是对所有的兽做，还有埃及一切的神。
Now verse 13. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
第十三节说，这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号，我一见这血就越过你们去，我击打埃及地的时候，殃灾殃必不临到你们身上，灭你们。So,
there's the instructions, those are the rules, what would you do?
所以那里有指令，也有一些就是规则，那你应该怎么做呢？
And so, when I was younger, they used to preach this to me, and they would say, now, let you just pretend that you are the firstborn son in your family.
所以当我还年轻的时候，他们向我讲这篇道的时候呢，他们说呢，你就是假设你是你家里的头生子。
And the instructions are that your father is going to take the lamb, and he's going to kill it, and he's going to put the blood on the doorposts and on the lintel.
你指令是呢，你的父亲呢要取一只羊，把这个羊宰了，然后要把这个羊的血呢涂在门楣和门框上。If
you were the son, the firstborn son in the family, what would you say?
所以如果你是那家的独生男孩，你会怎么说？
But you say, ah, I'm going to be playing baseball all afternoon, and I'll get back at when I get back. Would you do that?
你会说呢，就是说我今天下午要打一下午的棒球，然后我到时候我该回来我就回来了，你会那么做吗？
Or would you say, Dad, when are you going to kill that lamb and put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel?
或者说你会说呢，爸爸，你会什么时候杀那只羊呢，然后把血呢涂在门框和门楣上呢？
And your father says, no, you go play baseball.
所以你父亲说啊、哦，你去打你的棒球去。
And you say no, I'm not going to play baseball. I am going to see whether the blood is on the lintel and the doorpost. And if it's not there, I'll be dead in the morning. I'm not going to play baseball. I am going to see what's done with that blood.
所以你会说呢啊、哦，我今天呢才不会去打棒球呢，我要等着看看你什么时候呢把这个血呢涂在门框和门楣上，因为如果这个血呢门没有涂在门框和门楣上，那第二天早上我就死了，所以我要等着看你什么时候把这个血涂上去。
And if it's going to be a sign, what would you do?
如果这是个迹象，你该怎么做呢？
Do you think you might be might be inclined to say, Lord, Dad, could you put a little more blood there? Maybe the angel can't see clearly. Could you put some more blood? I don't want the angel to miss the blood. I want to be able to read it.
就是里面的，就是你可能会不会是这样，就说那你说爸爸，你能不能在那个门框门楣上多涂点血，这样呢，这个面面天使他过来说他就看不见，他就能看见。我不想这个天使呢，他看不见这个涂上的血，所以你要多涂一点，这样呢，他就不会看不见。
And verse 13 says, "And when I see the blood, I will pass over you."
第十三节说，我一见这血就越过你们去。
So, do you sometimes say, Lord, I want to make sure that you see the blood and the effect of the blood on my life so that you pass over me?
所以你会不会这样也就说，那你说主啊，就是说是我要让您看见这样的血，那就是应用在我身上和我的人生里，这样呢，当您看见这血的时候呢，也会越过我去了。
I wonder whether you ever did what I did.
所以呢，我就觉得呢，你有没有做过我做过的事情？
I was speaking to my sister a while ago. She told me she did what I did.
所以呢，就是说我不久前呢跟我的姐姐讲，她说呢，她做过我做过的事情。
When I was a little boy, I climbed out of bed at night and I spoke to the Lord in prayer and I said, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Savior. I want you to take away my sins.I want you to be Lord of my life, please. I believe what you did, and I believe your promise.
因为里面当我还是个小男孩说呢，其实我从床上爬下来跪着，我跟主说呢，主啊，我相信您的，我相信你做为我所做的一切，我相信您对我的应许，我相信您。
And then a few days later, I said to myself, I wonder if I did that right.
因为几天以后呢，我说我觉得我到底做对了没有
？Maybe I didn't.Say the right thing.
也许我说的话不对。
Maybe I said it the wrong way.
也许呢，我说话的方式错了。
And so I used to go to meetings like this and other meetings, and I would sit there, and they would say, "Now, if you would like to receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you do this."
因为我通常呢，过去呢，参加跟这个类似的这样的会议，他们说呢，如果你要接受主耶稣基督为你的救主的话，你这么做。
And I said to myself, Harold, you've already done this, but if you do it the way he says you should do it, then if you did it wrong in the first place, at least you did it right this time.
因为我对自己说呢，就是说 Harold, 你自己呢照着他们所说的话呢去做了，做了以后呢，如果你第一次呢做错了，那么这次呢起码你可以做对。
And I didn't always trust him, so when the next man said, this is what you do, I followed that verse.
所以这个呢，我不总是相信那个讲的那个人，但是呢，下一个人开始讲这个时候呢，我来读这节经文。
And I got saved, if you like, over and over and over again. No, I didn't. But I went through the same words, and I said the same thing from my heart, over and over and over again.
所以呢，你也许认为呢，我呢得救了一次一次又一次，一次又一次，但是不是这样的。其实呢，这同样的话在我内心里说了一次一次又一次。
And I think it's true. If you were to say to me, Harold, you did it wrong on all those other occasions, I would say, well, that doesn't really matter because I did it right this morning when I said, Lord, would you please make sure I'm going to heaven. I want to go to heaven. I want you to see the blood. I want you to pass over me.
因为如果你认为我过去呢，我都做了，就是其实这个都不重要。这起码今天早上我做对的，我说主啊，我要那个，我要相信你，我要去到天堂，所以呢，我要看你，就主耶稣宝血在我的人生，你我要你的越过我。Verse
14. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance.
第十四节说，你们要纪念这日，世世代代守为耶和华的节，并作为你们永远的定例。All right,
so can you remember when you first trusted the Lord?
你能不能记得你第一次相信主的时候呢？
Some of you can.
你们有些人记得。
And some of you can remember.
你们有些人只是记得。
And I can remember. And many of you can remember, it is for us a memorial. And we go back and think about it. Often, I go back and think about that night.
你也记得，我也记得，我们都记得，就是这成了我们的纪念。我们通常呢，就是回顾去记得那一天。
Now, what do I think about that night?
我在那天晚上呢，怎么去想的？
Well, it says, you shall keep it a feast to the Lord.
所以呢，就是说你要呢作为节日来守。
So I say, oh dear, I made a big mistake. I asked the Lord Jesus to be my Savior.
所以我说，我有没有说呢？就是哦，哎呀，我在犯了个大错，我接受了主为我的救主。
No, it's exactly the opposite.
并不是这样的，恰恰相反。
I go back and think about it, and a great big smile comes over my face, and I say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me, and I feast on the blessing of that to this day.
因为我在回顾的时候呢，我脸上呢有个大大的笑容，我说呢，主啊，感谢您呢拯救了我，我把这个当成那个节日。
And it's the feast of the Lord throughout your generations. We keep on feasting on the fact that the Lord saved us.
所以这个里面呢，世世代代也守为耶和华的节。我们呢，就是把这个呢作为节日在我们身上。You
shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance.
所以呢，你必须呢把这个作为耶和华的节，作为你们永远的定例。So
when somebody comes up to me 150 years from now,
如果一个人来找我。 那么就是150年以后
And says to me, Harold, tell me your story. What am I going to say?
他跟我说了，Harold，给我讲讲你的故事，我准备怎么讲。
I'm going to tell him how I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. That's what I'm going to tell him.
我要告诉他我是怎样接受主耶稣基督为我的救主，这是我要准备说的。
It's a feast, and I'm going to keep on feasting it on it throughout all eternity.
也就是个节日，我要守这个节日呢，在那个整个的永恒里。So
the hymn writer said, I'll not forget the night my sins were washed away.
所以那个赞美诗的作者说呢，我不会忘记那一天晚上我的罪呢被洗净了。So
now, here's a little bit more about this feast. Verse 13, 15 says, 7 days, talking about the feast now. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel.
这个里面呢，给我讲的更多的关于这个节日的细节。第十五节说呢，你们要吃无酵饼七日，就是关于这个节日头一日要把酵从你们各家中除去，因为从头一日起直到第七日止，凡吃有酵之饼的，那人必从以色列中剪除。Are
these feasts of the Lord important?
这个呢，这是耶和华的节是重要的吗？
Yes, and the person who says, oh, I'll carry on, I'll eat anything I want. In those days, that person would be cut off from the children of Israel.
当然重要的，因为呢，在那个时代呢，如果一个人说呢，我想吃什么就吃什么，那么说呢，他们就要被从以色列中剪除。
Now, a lot of people today say, I became a Christian, but I don't have to obey the Lord. I can pretty much do whatever I want because, after all, my sins are washed away. I'm okay, so I can keep on sinning. Jesus has already died for them, so I won't eat unleavened bread. I won't eat for a few days. Only those things that God wants for me, I'll continue to sin.
因为现在就是有些人说呢，我今天呢，我成为了基督徒，成为基督徒呢，就是我想干什么就干什么了，我自己呢去做我自己的事儿。那么说呢，就是因为呢，我的罪呢都已经被洗净了。那么说呢，这个时候呢，我不会去遵从那个什么七日啊，什么无酵饼的，什么其他的事情，我都不用管了，我继续犯我的罪都没事。
And remember, the Lord is watching us, and He expects us to live a holy life.
也记得那主在观察我们，他希望我们呢过一个圣洁的人生。
Now, regarding the ceremony that will follow, verse 16 says, On the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and on the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation for you.
这个里面的关于这个仪式的第16节说呢，头一日你们当有盛会，第七日也当有盛会。
Is it important to be part of the convocations, the church services, if you like, of the Lord?
所以这个是不是重要的呢？你要去参加呢，就是教会里关于主的这样的会议呢？
Some people say, I'm a Christian, I just never meet with other Christians.
有些人说呢，我是个基督徒，我只是从来没有和其他的基督徒聚过会。
And the Bible says, shame on you.
圣经说呢，你应该感到羞耻。
You don't just live your Christian life the way you want to, you're part of God's family.
因为你不能就是让你去生活你喜欢的生活，你是神的家人。
We used to have a lot of family functions in our house.
因为在我们的家里呢，有很多的，就是这样的东西。
What would happen if one particular day I decided not to come home for supper?
因为如果就是有一天呢，特别一天呢，我决定不回家吃晚饭，会发生什么？
My mother says to me, Harold, why weren't you at supper?
因为妈妈会说呢，Harold，你为什么不能吃晚饭？
Oh, I said, I was at Billy's, and we were playing, and I said, I don't care about supper, I'll come home whenever I want. And I walk over to the fridge, and I take something out of the fridge.
因为我说我在宾利家里，然后呢，我们就是一直在玩，完事我再不管晚餐了，我想什么时候回去就什么时候回去，所以我回来以后，我直接走到冰箱嘛，打开看有什么吃的。
What would my mother have said?
我妈妈会怎么说？
Fortunately, I never did it, so I would no idea what they would say.
所以很幸运的是，我从来没那么做过，所以我不知道我妈妈会怎么说。
I don't know what kind of a mother you had.
我不知道你妈妈会怎么样。
I know what kind of a mother we had.
我知道我们有什么样的妈妈。Our
mother lived in the days when there was no such things as a mixmaster. Do you know what a mixmaster is? It's a machine that you use
Phoebe, tell them what a mixmaster is. 他说呢，他的妈妈出生在那个年代，他们没有那个食物搅拌器。Okay,
she didn't bother with those things.
他没有那些东西。
She used to get a bowl, put the ingredients in, the flour and the sugar and the eggs, and she'd go.
那通常呢，就是说把那个就是面呢，那些糖啊，那些东西，其他的东西呢，放在一起用手打。Okay,
now, if I take you home, Norma and I can show you a spoon that we've got. And the spoon is all folded up on the edges.
所以那个女士，如果呢你呢去我家，Norma会给你看，他们有一个那个勺，大的勺，就是这个勺呢，从那个就是说是边子都卷了。
And she used to bang that spoon against it so often that the spoon, the edges of the spoon curled in.
因为他通常用那个勺呢，去搅拌那个东西呢，就是那个勺的那个边缘呢都卷了。
And we used to have picnics in the church.
我们通常在教会里有野餐。
And sometimes we played games in the church.
所以有时候呢，我们在教会的野餐里呢玩游戏。
And one of the games was for the ladies, they put a 2x4 down and they put a great big spike. They tapped the spike into the 2x4.
因为就是他们其中的有一个呢，游戏的上面有一个那个就是说是有一块木头，然后放两个钉子把它钉进去。
And they said to the ladies, the one who wins will be the one who with a hammer can hit the spike and get it right down to the bottom. The fewest strikes wins.
因为他们说呢，如果把那个钉子钉进木头里去呢，用那个锤子，如果说是谁钉的最快，就钉的次数最少的赢了。
And so some of the ladies got up there and they went.
所以有些那个女生呢，跑到那去呢，拿个锤子下面敲敲敲敲敲。
Okay, and our mother got up there and she went boom boom.
所以我们的妈妈就过去以后呢，她拿锤子梆梆两下。
She won first prize every year.
每年呢，她都得第一名。
Okay, that was my mother.
这就是我的妈妈。
Now, how often do you think I said to my mother, "Oh, I'm not worried about your right arm"?
因为就是说，你知道我有多经常说跟我妈妈说呢，我不怕你的右手臂。
We used to joke and we would say, you be careful, your mother, don't let your mother get angry.
所以我们通常来开玩笑说呢，你要非常小心，不要让你的妈妈生气。
All of which says, don't provoke God.
所以所有的那都说呢，你不要去激怒神。
Okay, so we were in some verse here, but I'm not sure which one.
It's the verse 16.
I guess it was verse 16. We didn't finish the verse. It says in the middle of the verse, no manner of work shall be done on them, but that which everyone must eat, that only may be prepared by you.
第16节，中间说呢，这两日之内，除了预备个人所要吃的以外，无论任何工都不可做。
The fact that you trust the Lord is most important.
所以你相信主的这个事实是非常重要的。The
fact that you remember that you trusted the Lord is most important.
所以呢，这个事实呢，你记得你相信主这个事实了，也是非常重要的。Don't
let anything keep you from remembering the work that God has done for you.
不要让任何的事情让你不记得呢，神在你身上完成的工作。So,
verse 17, so you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for on the same day I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance.
第17节说，你们要守无酵节，因为我正当这日把你们的军队从埃及领出来，所以你们要守这日，作为世世代代永远的定例。
Is the fact that you trusted the Lord as your Savior important?
所以呢，你相信主耶稣作为你救主这个事实是最重要的吗？
Yes. And if you haven't done so, do so now.
是的，如果你没有这么做过，现在就做。
And then you get to remember it forever.
你呢就会永远记得。
So I'm not sure, did we read verse 18?
No.
All right, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening.
这八节是从正月十四日晚上直到21日晚上，你们要吃无酵饼。
So, there was a feast for 7 days called the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or the Feast of Living a Life that is Perfectly Holy.
这个里面呢，这里有一个节气，这叫无酵节。无酵节呢，就是持续7天，7天呢，就是在这7日里，你要一直保持圣洁的生活。So
what about the 22nd day?
现在第22日要怎么办
？On the 22nd day, I guess you could eat unleavened bread, but the theme is that after you've lived a life of holiness for 7 days. On the eighth day, you'll keep that life of holiness going.
因为就是说是在那个第22日呢，你可以吃有嚼饼呢。这个呢，就是说他这个意思呢，讲的就是你在前一天呢，这是过着一个圣洁的生活以后呢，第八日你要保持继续。
For 7 days, verse 19, no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or a native of the land.
第十节说，在你们各家中7日之内不可有酵，因为凡吃有酵之物的，无论是寄居的，是本地的，那人必从以色列的会中剪除。
There is such a thing as ceremonial holiness.
于是你有这样一个事情呢，叫那个仪式性的圣洁。Some
people say I can pretty much do what I want.
有人说呢，我呢就是我想干什么就干什么。God
says no.
神说不。There
will be ceremonial holiness, and you have to do what God says.
所以呢，有那个仪式性的这样的圣洁，所以呢，你必须照着神说的去做。
I was at a Bible camp several years ago.
几年前呢，我在一个圣经营会。
A man decided, one of the campers decided, he wasn't going to go to bed at night, he was going to do his thing.
其中一个人，他呢是来参加营会的，他有天晚上呢，他决定呢，他不会按时上床，他要做他想做的事。
I went to him about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said to him, what are you doing? You're at camp, you're supposed to be in bed.
因为我在凌晨2点的时候，我去跟他说，我说你在干什么？你在营会里，你应该在睡觉。He
said to me, I don't need to go to bed. He said, in Vancouver, I can go to bed whenever I feel like going to bed.
他说我不用睡觉，因为呢，就当我在温哥华的时候呢，我想什么时候睡觉就什么时候睡觉。
So what did I say to him?
我对他说什么？
I said to him, you're not in Vancouver.
我说，但是你不在温哥华。
You're at this camp.
你在这个营会。
I'm in charge of this camp.
我在管这个营会。
And you'll do what I tell you to do, or you'll go home.
你呢，按照我说的去做。
And I'm not going to wait until send you home in the morning. I'm going to send you home right now.
你照着我说的去做，否则的话呢，我把你赶回家。 你不会在早晨把你赶回家，我现在就把你赶回家。
We were on an island. And I said, I'll get in the boat and I'll take you out of here. You're not going to be here and do what you want to do.
因为我们在一个岛上，我说呢，我现在马上就能把你提到船上去，然后把你赶回去。你不能在这里做你想做的事。
So what do you think he did?
你认为他怎么做？
He went to bed. That's what he did.
他就睡觉了，这就是他做的。
Okay. Now a lot of people think they can say to God, I'll do whatever I want.
有大多数人说呢，他们可以对神说呢，我想干嘛就干嘛。
Who had to obey this law?
所以谁必须遵守这个律法了？
Everyone.
每一个人。
Including who?
包括谁？
The strangers.
寄居的。
There's a lot of people, you know, who go to other parts of the world. When they get there, they say, I don't have to obey you. I'm from another country. We do that.
因为呢，这世界上有很多人，他们跑到其他国家，跑到其他的人的极端，说呢，我不用照着你们的规则去做，因为我是从外国来的。And
the law says you're not in another country. When you're here, you do what we do.
因为这个律法说呢，你不在另外一个国家，那么你在这里的时候呢，照着我们做的去做。And
in Israel today, the Palestinians say, we can do whatever we want in this country.
因为我们当今在以色列那个国家，巴勒斯坦人说呢，我们想做什么就做什么。And
they've taken over that whole part of the land of Palestine, pretending that they can do what they want in Israel.
所以他们其实呢，占领了整块那块地，他们认为那他们在那个地上，他们想干什么就干什么。You
can't do what you want in Canada.
所以呢，你不能在加拿大做你想做的。You
can't do what you want in China.
所以呢，你不能在中国呢，你也不能想干嘛。The
Palestinians defy law and order and do what they want in Israel.
所以巴勒斯坦人呢，就是说他们呢，就是、说是玷污了律法，就以便他们做他们想做的事情。
And of all the pathetic situations in the world today, that's among the worst.
所以呢，在世界上所有的这些地方的一些特别地方的情况呢，是越来越糟。
But you can't do what you want.
但是你不可能想做什么就做什么。
In the eyes of God.
你在神的眼里不可能想做什么就做什么。
Okay, so people say we'll come to Canada and we'll follow our own religion. We'll come to Canada, we'll do our own stuff. Come to Canada, we'll do. And God says no.And our country should say no, and doesn't always say no. Shame on us.
比如里面的意思就是啊，这些人呢，他们来到加拿大，他们说呢，我们来到加拿大以后呢，我们想做什么做什么。那么说呢，就是说是我们要遵从我们自己的宗教，就是说他们在加拿大，他们不能做啊，不能这样做。我们在我们的国家呢，应该呢跟他们说不，但是我们并没有总是说不，我们应该感到羞耻。
Verse 20, you shall eat nothing leavened in all your habitations. You shall eat unleavened bread.
第二十节说呢，有酵的物你们都不可吃，在你们一切住处要吃无酵饼。
So those are all the general instructions before any of it had taken place.
所以呢，这些是所有都是一个总的那个指示，在其他事情发生之前。
Verse 21 now says, Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, Pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families and kill the Passover lamb.
21节说，于是摩西召了以色列的所有长老来，对他们说呢，你们按照你们的家庭取一只羊羔，把这逾越节的羊羔宰了。
It's interesting to me that the Lord gave all the instructions.About what they were to do without telling them what they were to do. They didn't know why. They didn't know what it meant. It says, here, you follow this.
对我呢是总是感到非常有意思。主呢给了他们所有的指示呢，要他们干，去做一些事情，该怎么做，但是不告诉他们为什么要这么做。他只是跟他说，那你们取这样的东西，照着去做。
Sometimes that happens in a family. And mommy and daddy tell the children what to do.
有时候这些事情发生在家里，爸爸妈妈告诉孩子该怎么做。
And they learn to do it accurately and enthusiastically.
他们学会了准确的去做，热心的去做。
And 10 years later, mommy and daddy tell them why.
所以十年后，爸爸妈妈才告诉他为什么。
That's the way it's got to be in the Christian life, isn't it?
其实这个应该是我们基督徒的人生里也是这样，是不是？
You got to do all kinds of things God's way before you can understand why.
你必须做那所有的神要你做的事情，在你理解为什么之前。
All right, so verse 22, you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and sprinkle the lintel of the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning.For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two door posts, the Lord will pass over your door and not allow the destroyer to come into your house to strike you dead.
第二节就说拿一把牛膝草蘸盆里的血打在门门上和左右的门框上你们谁也不可出自己的房间直到早晨因为耶和华要行刑击打埃及人他看见血在门门上和左右的门框上就必越过那门不容灭门的进你们的房屋击打你们
Verse 23 again says when he sees the bloodOn the lintel and the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over you and not destroy.
这个里面第二三节呢，再次说呢，他看见血在门楣上和左右的门框上，就必越过你们，不容灭灭的进入你们的房间。
Will you get into heaven?
你会去到天堂吗
？How would you know you're going to get into heaven?
你怎么知道你能去天堂
？Because the blood.Of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin.
因为呢，主耶稣基督的宝血，神的儿子，洁净了我们一切的罪。
Run and hide behind the blood.
所以赶紧逃，躲在血
里。So when the avenger of angel looks at you, instead of seeing you, they see the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，当那个明门天使来找你的时候呢，他们看不见你，看到的是主耶稣基督的宝血。
Okay, so, verse 22, you shall take a bunch of hyssop.
所以呢，就是第二十二节说呢，要拿一把牛膝草。
Hyssop is an interesting,
plant.
That's a good word. Plant.
牛膝草是一个非常有意思的植物。
Solomon was a botanist. Do you know what a botanist is? Solomon was a student of plants, and he could have taught at the university in Jerusalem. He could have taught all about plants. He was a very brilliant man.
所以呢，他说所罗门呢是个植物学家，他呢就是说是他知道所有的关于植物的，他甚至可以在大学里呢教导学生学这个植物。
And we read of him that he talked about plants from the cedar in Lebanon, the finest tree that you could grow, the cedar of Lebanon. They never knew anything bigger or better.
所以呢，就是说我们知道呢，他可以跟你讲述这样的，就是香柏树。它是高成那个大概是11英尺高的，这你见不到有这么高的树了。
And then he talked about all the other kinds of trees all the way down to.
所以他们能跟他讲述所有的就是这样的树，就是在那比他所有的低的所有的树。
The hyssop that grows out of the wall.
所以那个牛膝草呢是墙里长出来的。
Hyssop was the most inferior of all the trees.
所以呢，就是这是牛膝草呢，它是呢在所有的树木中间呢都是不重要的。
But hyssop was a tree.
但是呢，这个牛膝草是个树。
And our blessed Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross, but on a tree, we're told.
因为呢，受称颂的主耶稣基督呢，他呢，就是说为我们死在十字架上，他是讲的一个树。
And so hyssop here is a picture of the least of the and the most despised of the trees.
因为就是牛膝草呢，它在这里呢，表述的是一个就是那个就是树的一种。
Our blessed Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on a tree. There never has been a tree more despised than the one he was crucified on.
因为我们的受称颂的主耶稣基督呢，他是被钉在十字架上呢，就是在一棵树上，就是从来没有像这样的树。
The world didn't love the tree he was crucified on.
所以我们并不是去爱他被钉的那个树。
They made fun of his tree.Ever since.
因为他们呢就是从此以后呢就是嘲笑这棵树。
And so the Lord says, I want you, on Passover, you take that despised tree, and you dip it in blood, and then you put it on the doorposts, and on the lintel, and I'll pass over you.
所以耶和华说呢，你们要把这个那个就是是牛膝草，这个像树这样的植物呢，把它呢沾上那个血，羔羊血，然后涂在门框和门楣上，我会越过你们的。
And the world may laugh at Jesus.
这个世界也许嘲笑主耶稣。
And they will mock him.
他们会呢嘲笑他。
And they will laugh.
他们会笑。
And we say we are thankful that he died on a tree for me and that his blood would be not on my doorpost, but on my heart. I want the world to see the blood of Jesus. I want the angel to see the blood of Jesus. I am proud of the least of those trees that he was crucified on.
这个里面呢，就是我们的主耶稣基督呢，他们为我们呢，就是死在十字架上，我们流出了宝血。我们的宝血呢，不仅仅是说要涂在门框和门楣上呢，我们就是说要涂在我们的内心里。我们想要耶和华呢，看到我们，就是是涂在我们内心的这样的宝血。那么说那些世界呢，为这个主耶稣基督被钉的十字架呢去嘲笑，但是我们却为此感到骄傲。
And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning.
其他的任何人呢，直到早晨之前不能出门。
The picture is stay under the blood.
这个画面是能留在他的宝血里。
Verse 23, for the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door.And not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you.
第三节是因为耶和华要行刑击打埃及人，他看见血在门楣上和主耶的门框上，就必越过那门，不容面面的进入你的房屋击打你们。
And you and I say hallelujah.
你们说呢？哈利路亚。
Verse 24. And you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you.And your sons forever.
第四节是真理，你们要守着，作为你们和你们的众子永远的定例。
The message was for them and for their sons.
所以呢，就是这个信息传给他们和他们的子子孙孙。
Verse 25, it will come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as he promised, you shall keep this service.
第二十五节说，日后你们到了耶和华按着所应许给你们的那地，就要守这里。
Is this important?
这个重要吗
？Yes.
是的。
And to be remembered every year.
就是每年都要纪念。
Now, there were seven feasts of Jehovah were told in Leviticus 23.
在利未记的第二十三章里，我们告的被告知呢有七个耶和华的节气。
And each of them were important feasts.
所以每个节气呢都是重要的节气。
Today there's really only one feast that we remember. What's that?
当今呢只有一个节气我们在纪念是什么
？That's the breaking of bread.
这就是领圣餐。
And the breaking of bread is a picture.First and foremost of the picture of the Passover.
因为就是那个领圣餐呢，其实它就是说是逾越节的一个正式的形式。
So we don't keep the Passover the way they did in the days of the kings.
我们不会呢，就是按照那个在国王的那个年代呢，他们呢就是说是守的那个节气。
And we don't keep the Passover the way they did.In Jerusalem today,
因为我们也不守约节，就是说是像他们在今天在耶路撒冷城守的那样守。
But we keep the Passover the way they did, as the Lord instructed us. In the night before he was betrayed, he took the bread and the wine and he passed it to them, and we keep the Passover in that context, not once every year, but every week.
因为里面呢，我们守这个节气呢，是按照那主耶稣基督呢被出卖的前一天晚上呢，他设立的领圣他呢取了饼和取了那个杯，然后呢就是按照我们让我们去纪念，纪念呢就是按照他这样定的一个，我们并不是一年纪念一次，而是每个星期纪念一次。
Verse 25, it will come to pass when you come into the land which the Lord will give you, just as He promised.You shall keep this service.
第二节说，日后你们到了耶和华按着应许给你们那块地，就要守这节。
And it shall come, it shall be when your children say to you, "What do you mean by this service?"
因为第二十六节说，你们的孩子们问你们说，行这礼是什么意思呢
？Verse 27, then you shall say, "It is the Passover service of the Lord."Who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. So shall the people, so the people bowed their heads and worshiped.
第二七节说，你们就说，这是献给耶和华逾越节的祭，他击打埃及人，救了我们各家。那时他越过以色列人的房屋，于是百姓低头敬拜。
When did they bow their heads and worship?
他们怎么这样低头敬拜呢
？When Moses told them what the Lord was going to do.
当呢，摩西告诉他们主，准备做什么的时候。
When is it easier to worship?
什么时候很容易去敬拜呢
？When you look back at what the Lord has done.
你回顾神做过的。
Or when you look forward to what the Lord will do.
或者说你呢盼望着神将做的什么。
Don't be the kind of person who says, unless the Lord proves it to me, I won't worship.
你呢不要成为那样的人，那就直到呢主耶主向我证明之前，我不会敬拜。
If you believe God, you are going to worship the Lord both after he does things and before he does things.
所以呢，如果你去敬拜神呢，你要同时呢，在他做之前和做之后都要敬拜他。
So you go into the hospital.
你去了医院。
And there's old Mrs. So and so there.
这是一个老的某某先生在那。
And she is sick and complaining and in great pain.
她呢病了，在那里呢就是非常的痛，在抱怨。
And you say to her.How are you doing?
你跟他说那你怎么样?
She says, I'm just fine.
他说那我就很好。
You say, why are you happy?
他说你为什么还高兴?
She says, because the Lord's going to take me to heaven pretty soon.
他说因为主呢很快要把我带到天堂。
And you say, hey, well, has he taken you there yet?
他说那你说呢他把你带去了吗?
She says, no.
他说没有。
Well, he says, then why aren't you complaining about all your aches and pains?
他说那为什么你要就是是去你不去抱怨所有的那些不方便和疼痛呢
She says, because I'm going to worship the Lord for what he's going to do, not just what he's done.
所以呢我说呢我就准备去告诉主去准备去赞美主他准备将要做的事情而不是他已经做了。
And so, one of my friends was at a funeral.
我的一个朋友呢在葬礼里面。
And he said to a doctor who was at the funeral, he said, Doctor, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以在葬礼时他跟一个医生说这医生你相不相信主耶稣基督呢
And the doctor said, no.
那个医生说不。
But he said, you know, I'm almost persuaded to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说呢他说你知道吗我几乎被劝说着要相信主耶稣基督。
And so my friend said to him, well, why would you say that?
我的同学就说那你为什么要那么说呢
He said, because I'm a doctor.
因为我是个医生。
And he says, I've watched all kinds of people die.
我看到了各类的人死。
And he says, I've learned one thing, Christians don't die like other people.
当然学会了一件事情那基督徒呢不像其他的人那样去死。
They die with a smile on their face.
他们死的时候脸上带着笑容。
They die with hope in their hearts.
他们死的时候呢内心呢充满了盼望。
And if you're not really sure whether the truth of God is real or not, speak to someone who loves Jesus who's dying.
所以呢如果你不知道呢就是相信主耶稣基督到底什么样子你去相信那些你去跟那些就是说是信了主正在死的人去谈谈。
And they'll encourage you.
这个呢会鼓励到你。
Well, verse 28. Then the children of Israel went away and did so, just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did.
就是吧耶和华怎样吩咐摩西亚呢以色列人就怎样行。
Okay, I've probably told you before, I will again. Verse 28 is symbolic of, or is a, I don't know what the word is. Verse 28 says what is repeated all through the book of Exodus. Very simple. They did what the Lord told them to do, so they went and did it.
因为这个里面呢就是我以前跟大家讲过我还跟大家再讲一遍我不知道用什么词去讲但是这里面讲的就是说是在出埃及记里这一节经文呢一直在重复因为耶和华吩咐他们怎么做他们就照着怎样做。
Do you want to have a happy and a prosperous and a joyful life? The Lord says, do it, go and do it.
你想要一个幸福的成功的或者有喜乐的人生呢就照着主照要你做的事情去做。
What happened?
会发生什么?
And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on the throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon and all the firstborn of livestock.
69节到了半夜，耶和华把埃及地所有的长子，就是从做宝座的法老，直到被掳囚在监狱里人的长子，以及一切投生的牲畜，尽都击打了。
So Pharaoh rose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead.
第三节说，法老和他的一切臣仆，并埃及众人，夜间都起来了，在埃及有大哀哭，无一家不死一个人的。
Had Pharaoh been told what was going to happen?
所以法老被告知将要发生的事情吗？
Yeah, did he believe?
是的，他相信吗？
No.
不相信。
What happened? Midnight.
半夜发生什么？
You're sleeping in an Egyptian house at midnight. What happens?
你在埃及人家里半夜，你在埃及人家里睡觉，那半夜发生什么？
All of a sudden, your eldest son died.
突然呢，你家的长子死了。
Did he die quietly? Or did maybe he groan or scream when he died?
因为有人说他是安静的死了吗？或者他安死的时候痛哭或者尖叫了？
We don't know.
我们不知道。
All we do know is that pretty soon somebody realized what had happened.
所以我们都不知道。我们知道的就是说是不久后呢，有些人呢意识到发生的事情了。
They may have all been sleeping in that house, but they heard the cries and the wails and the screeching from next door.
所以他们呢就是并不一定呢就是都住在一个房子里，但是他们听到了哀哭，听到了尖叫，听到了那些挣扎从邻居家传来的。
And all Egypt wakes at midnight.
所以埃及人的半夜都醒了。
And in every house, there's a dead man.
每一家呢都死一个人。
We just can't imagine that.
我们只是想象不到这一点。
Verse 30. Then, in the middle of the night, Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, Rise and go from among your people, both you and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as you have said. Also, take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone.
这个里面第三十一节说，夜间法老召了摩西亚伦来说，起来，连你们带以色列人从我民中出去，依你们所说的去侍奉耶和华吧，也依你们所说的连羊群牛群都带着走吧，也要为我祝福。
Well, after all the time he'd hardened his heart against the Lord, finally at this point he says,
其实所有的那个时间呢，主呢让那个法老的内心刚硬，那么是这一个在这一点上，那个法老说
，He says you go，
你们走吧。
And then he says and bless me also。
同样说呢，也要为我祝福。
He didn't believe in God。
他不相信神。
Why does he say and bless me also？
为什么说也要为我祝福呢
？Because deep down, all along。He knows that there's a God.
因为呢，在他内心深处，所有的他知道神是存在的。
I just you marvel at the whole thing.
你对这个整个事情都感到惊奇。
You devote your whole life to fighting against the God, and then you say, "Bless me also."
所以呢，你穷尽一生去反抗神，然后最终你要死的时候，你说你也祝福我。
Verse 33, and the Egyptians urged the people that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, we shall all be dead.
第三十三节说呢，埃及人催促百姓，打发他们快快离开这地，因为埃及人说呢，我们都要成为死人了。
Amazing.
非常的神奇。
They just, in the middle of the night, they all say to the people, go, get out of here.We don't want you around. If you stay, we'll all be dead.
因为这非常神奇，在半夜的时候，他们说呢，你们赶紧走吧，不要待在这里，因为如果你们不走的话，我们都成死人了。
Verse 34. So the people took their dough before it was leavened.
34节说那百姓就拿着没有酵的生面。
They couldn't put the leaven in at the right time, so to cause the bread to rise the right way, they just had to flee.
因为他们就不能就是在正确的时间把酵放在面坛里让它发起来，所以呢，他们只是带，因为他们必须要赶紧走，所以带着就走。
They had eaten their late night meal with their shoes on their feet, their waist skirted up. They were eating it in haste because it's midnight or 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and the whole land is alive with activity that would never be in an ordinary day. And here is the middle of the night.
这个里面呢，他们当时呢，所有的人呢，他们在那个晚上呢，就是吃晚饭，可能吃的比较晚，然后呢，就是他们束着腰带，那个穿着鞋，拄着杖，那么时候呢，他们在这个里面呢，赶紧，因为他们这个要走，赶紧的把那个晚饭吃完，吃完以后呢，他们都是整个的埃及地上呢，都发生了一些大家都想不到的事。
So verse 34 again, the people took their dough before it was leavened, having their kneading bowls bound up in their clothes and on their shoulders.
34节说百姓就拿着没有酵的生面，把转面盆抱在衣服中，扛在肩头上。
Can you imagine?
你可以去想象吗？
You go, I don't know what a kneading trough is, but if you were going on a long walk. And you had to take everything that was important with you.
因为我不知道那个就是他们的走路到底会怎么样，但是说如果你要走很长的路，你会不会把所有重要的东西都扛在肩上呢？
How much of the important things would you leave behind?
有多少重要的东西你要留下呢？
Well, you wouldn't take very much.
你不会呢，就是拿太多。
When you become a Christian, often the old things don't have much relevance anymore.
所以当你成为一个基督徒，那就是说，通常的过去的那些旧的事情呢，已经跟你没关系了。
Don't be disappointed if you leave a few things behind when you become a Christian. Probably the things you leave behind are good things that you should have left behind.
所以呢，就是当你呢，就是成为基督徒以后呢，不要就是因为呢，你呢留下了一些东西呢，感到那个失望，因为呢，你留在你身后的那些东西呢，有可能呢，都是你应该留在你身后的一些东西。
Well, that's the end of our time.
因为我们的时间到了。So
we'll come back to this next time.
所以下次呢，我们要回到这里。
Has anything like this ever happened before or since?
因为这样的事情呢，过去发生过，也没有，以后发生过没有？
No.
没有。
The Bible is full of stories that you'd never see anywhere else. It never happens.
所以圣经里充满这样的故事，就是说你以前从来没看到过，以后也不会看到，但你没有在任何地方读到过。
God's got it all working out the right way.
神呢，把这一切呢，都安排在正确的方式上。
And when God does things, He does it often in a very unique way, but in a wonderful way. And we say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do.
所以呢，当神呢去做事情的时候，通常以一种独特的、奇妙的方式去做。我们说呢，感谢您呢，主耶稣基督呢，因为所有您为我们所做的。
All right, well, that's our story for today.
所以今天，这就是我们今天的故事。Lord,
we want to thank you. You made such a wonderful example of the departure of the children of Israel from Egypt.
主啊，我们感谢您呢，就是您呢把这个以色列人从埃及离开呢，做了一个很好的榜样。We
thank you, Lord, for what you did for them.
主啊，我们感谢您为他们所做的。Our
prayer, Lord, is that you will do the same for us.
我们祷告说呢，您会在我们身上行同样的事。Help
us to live new lives, different lives than when we were unsaved.
所以呢，就是帮助我们去活出一个新的人生，不同的人生，就是跟我们没有得救之前相比较。
Lord, help us to live lives of unleavened bread this week.
所以呢，主啊，这个星期帮助我们活出那个无酵的人生。
So we give thanks. We're looking to you for the blessing that you alone can give.
所以呢，我们也感谢您呢，我们也寻求着只有您能赐给我们的赐福。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在向你感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.